Hey, Alex?
Yes.
Hey, Alex, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner down here in Orange County.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I was following up with you. I know we spoke briefly last week about putting Lexi Garage Door Services on the first page of the Google search results.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to follow up. I actually ended up speaking with your wife. She told me to call you directly to go over everything here. Did you guys have an opportunity to kind of think over if you wanted to, navigate away from paying per lead and start listing yourself independently on the first page of Google?
Definitely. The Angie is just a terrible thing. I can't believe that I fell in that trap.
I remember I tried to mention that to you last week, but hopefully, you didn't go too far down the rabbit hole.
No, not too far. I would definitely have some losses, but I'm waiting until I'm going to get a refund because there is a condition for a refund, because otherwise I was so mad, to be honest.
Yeah, I know how that service is.
It's just ridiculous. Honestly, they don't deserve any work.
Well, Google's actually been considering removing them from their relationship because they're actually paying Google about $7 million a month, and they list themselves all over the United States on the first page of the search results for anything that has to do with home services, and they're basically just reselling the leads to about three or four business owners at a time, and they're charging all of you whether you get it or not. So it's just kind of creating this headache. But if you're having trouble getting away from them, I sent you this article right now. I just texted it over. It's in the same field from all the stuff I sent last week when we spoke. But there's a section you could report them if you feel like they've done like fraudulent or gave you false leads or false hope, I guess you could say, that the leads would actually turn into jobs. Because the Federal Trade Commission, they've been under investigation for a while. So I try to persuade people to kind of just list themselves independently on the first page of Google. That way you don't have to worry about dealing with those guys and their lead fees and all that stuff. Then they try to threaten you like, oh, if you leave, all your reviews are going to go away. And, forget all that. We build your Google business profile. We verify it. You're always there. Even if you're not on the first page or working with us anymore, you'll still have all those credibility factors that'll help the business.
And then quick question, technical one. So let's say I'm not yet a Google verified. I can be listed in Google like search results and on the map even without being a Google verified?
Yeah, so do me a favor, right? I just sent you a text message. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see where I texted you on the 25th? There's like three texts in there.
Yes.
Okay. So there's one in there that says Local Splash, and then it says, Alex, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require some additional information to proceed further. And if you click on that link, that's a direct link for your Google verification. So we'll get you Google verified. It's the first thing we do. We have you fill out that form and send it in, and then we submit that to the Google headquarters so we can get you your badge and check mark, and that way they see you as a verified business. And we get that Google business profile up and running. We'll get into the back end of that Google business profile, and we'll do local optimization so that way you show up for the services you provide, not just people typing in Lexi Garage Door Service. They could just type in garage doors, and they'll be able to see you as one of those top three guys there.
I see. Okay, and then but to be Google verified, I would need to work on my license, correct?
Well, it's only if the jobs go past a certain amount. So I believe it's $25 for garage door services, or $2,500 for garage door services. So you'd be able to do like repairs and things like that, but they say like you shouldn't really be doing like full installs or like new garage doors. But at the same time, it's not going to stop us from listing you at all, and we could still get you verified without it, but it's kind of like proceed with caution, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I would need to work on like putting logos of the company and on cars, right? Because I have a couple of cars that I can put the logo on. It's gonna
sure.
Help.
That's at your own discretion. Yeah. I mean, what Google asks for is like work vehicle and license plate, but they don't even require you to show like the license plate number. Like, I've had guys hide the license plate number with like their finger when they take the picture, and it just says California, and it'll have the make and model of the car. And they send that in. Google's just trying to verify that you're a real person and you actually do what you say you do. If you need help with the logo, we could help you develop the logo. Or if you already have it, then we ask you to send it in so we could use it as like branding for your Google business profile, the website, Facebook, all the other directories that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Okay, yeah, so I do have a logo already.
Perfect, yeah. So I'll send you the email address. And then also, we ask you to send in any photos that you might have too. If you have like before and after shots of work that you've done in the past.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. Hold on, let me go ahead and send you the email address for this. And then we'll upload those to the site. So we'll actually build like a portfolio on your website where people can go in there and actually see things that you've done in the past too. And that'll help them make their decisions. So by the time they call you, they're basically ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it. And then the only thing is that you said is the third message that for the Google Verify, I don't have this particular one. I have the one that John from Local Splash, I have the pricing and their website and uh-huh. your website, but not the Google Guarantee link.
Google Guarantee is different. Google Guarantee is LSA. Those are local service ads. You can do Google Guarantee too, but you need to get verified locally first, and then we have to get 5 reviews, and we have to get your Google verification done. Then you can apply for a Google Guarantee. That one's different. This one's Google Places, so you're one of those 3 guys next to the map. We're doing a traditional Google verification form. So you should see.
There is a difference between Google Guarantee and Google Verification.
Yes, correct. Google verification is just so that you even exist on Google and they let them know that you're a verified contractor, like they could trust you, you're a legitimate business. But when you do that, then you do a local listing like this where Google's able to verify you and then work with you for a while. And then if they see all your reviews are good, after you get 5 of them and you've already have the regular verification, then we could talk about doing local service ads or Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead system for these garage door companies, but Google wants to make sure that you pass a background check. It's about $250 just to apply for Google Guarantee, and then you go through this background check. It takes about 3 weeks, and then once you get through that, then we can go ahead and post you in that section, and it's pay-per-lead, so you'll actually get live leads, but we only charge you if you set an appointment to actually go out and meet with the homeowner. And the leads are exclusive. They don't go to multiple people. But the reason they want that background screening is because they're telling the homeowners, like, hey, if you pick one of our Google Guarantee guys, Google's going to provide an additional $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of the job. So if something happens to their garage, let's say like 2-3 weeks after you had already installed or helped them, they'll actually be able to tell Google, and Google will pay for you to go back out there and fix it, basically. Like, Google will pay you through their insurance. And then that way the homeowner's not getting charged anything extra, but you're still getting charged for the additional labor that's required because we insured them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So that's why they have such a thorough background screening, is they don't want to just throw anybody up there. They want to make sure we're getting guys where we have to use that Google Guarantee insurance as little as possible. We don't want somebody that's, like, you know, pulling out an insurance from Google every week or every 2 weeks.
Of course, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to them.
Yeah, then it's like, okay, we'll just stop promoting this guy because he's messing up every time, so.
That system is there just to tell them, okay, that's your level of security, but if they would need actually to use it each and every time, it's no good.
Yeah, then that gives us feedback on, hey, this is probably not the best business owner to be working with on Google Guarantee or telling customers we guarantee him and his services, so. For this local listing we talked about last week, it'll cover up to 40 miles on the first page of Google. It's a pretty big service area considering you're in LA. You might want to even shrink that to like 20. And then it'll cover you for up to about 15 different keyword terms or phrases as well. And this one's $299 month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. I'm pretty sure after about a month of this, you'll already make it into the eligibility for Google Guarantee. And then we could always shift the marketing to that if that's the route you want to go or if that's your end goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So you want to get started with the local listing, get the website built and everything? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's your last name, Alex?
It's Feldman.
Feldman?
Yeah, Feldman is F-E-L-D-man.
Okay, got it. And then is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
This or my wife. My wife is going to actually pick up a lot of those calls because I'm not always online. My main job is also to fly, so...
Oh, okay.
I don't have a reception.
You're a pilot?
Yeah.
That's awesome. One of my best friends is a pilot. He's originally from Egypt, but he flies the G700s. I think he's actually, like, the youngest G700 pilot in the U.S. right now. He's, like, 35.
Really? Where is he flying out of?
He's flying in Miami now. He lives in Miami, but he did all his schooling at the Long Beach Airport right here.
Nice.
Yeah, he was crazy guy though. He used to like, we would go work out in the afternoons, like when I'd get off of work, and then he would want to like log hours in like a little Cessna.
Yeah,
Oh, sorry, what was that?
This is the normal pad. This is what everybody's doing.
Yeah. So this was years ago though. This was back in like 2017, you know? And we'd be finishing a workout and he'd be like, hey, could you come with me to the airport so we can log some hours? I'm just going to fly to like San Diego and back in this little tiny Cessna at nighttime, you know? And I'm like, oh my God. So he needed to have somebody with him. So he like, I helped him with his training. We would do that like 2 or 3 times a week, just Long Beach,
yeah,
to San Diego and back.
Yeah, I needed you. It was just boring to fly by yourself.
Yeah, it's probably that too.
So then you have to fall asleep or something.
Yeah, but he's been like nonstop, you know, training, schooling, going through everything, and just recently, like I think it was about 4 or 5 months ago, he got the G700 pilot's license. So he's been flying G700 jets.
Nice. That G700 is amazing.
Yeah, it looks super nice. He's always sending me videos where he's just out in the middle of the States, like flying overhead. Beautiful.
Nice.
So do you fly commercially?
So I'm in a flight school. I'm a chief instructor in one of the flight schools. I'm in a position that I have a lot of hours, but I'm in the interview process of a lot of commercial airlines.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's kind of slowing down, so everybody wants a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to commit for a couple of years. That's why I'm like trying to figure out what would be my best option.
Yeah, it's gonna, I mean, you're just committing to teaching, basically, though, right? Not actually flying, or are you saying they want you to fly?
Right now I'm teaching others, like your friend, how to get all their license.
Uh-huh.
But then, I want to move on to the bigger planes, the commercial planes, but mm-hmm. the last one that I got interviewed and accepted was SkyWest, but they want a commitment, is that I want to go a little bit quicker into the training program, because do you the type rating and all that for the plane? So they're asking for 5 years commitment.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's too much for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of work too. You know, it's a big commitment, a lot of time where you're away from home, and you know, I know how that goes.
Away from home, I don't mind. It's a nice vacation. You know, it's fun. The biggest part is just the commitment, because after, let's say, a year or two, if you want to move on to a different company, now you'll be being blocked.
Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, they kind of try to tie you down so you can't move up if you want to like a better,
because
if you get a better offer.
The middle companies pretty quickly, like the regional, so that's why they're trying to lock you in.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that, though. You know, if you're flying for Spirit and then, you know, somebody else calls you, like Delta or, you know, Hawaiian Airlines or something better. I'd rather switch, too. You don't want to fly for Spirit. Yeah, that makes
sense.
I'm not familiar with SkyWest.
One of my best friends flying for Spirit, and he has a ton of fun. Even though everything is yellow, I said, how do you not getting tired? It's so yellow all the time. but still having a lot of fun and all that. He's vaping in the cockpit, you know, stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I mean, they fly to party places usually, too. You know, they're usually going to, like, Vegas or something with Spirit, you know. So it's like...
Yeah, and the entire crew is young. It's not like, you know, Delta, everybody's old. The captain is old. The kid that flies... So he's having a lot of fun.
I fly a lot, so that's pretty cool. I love airplanes. I'm actually going to go to Kauai here in about a month, and I'll spend 10 days out in Kauai. I love it. I always take my boys out to Hawaii pretty often from here. I usually fly out of Long Beach, though. I hate going to LAX.
No, definitely. If you can avoid LAX, definitely do that.
Yeah, and we're close to John Wayne. We're actually right next to John Wayne Airport. Like, we could see the airplanes taking off all the time from our office.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you want me to put your wife as the primary? I have the 747-327-1958 as the primary business line.
Yes.
I did just talk to her briefly, Alex, but I didn't get her first name.
Dana.
Dana, okay. So it's Dana Feldman?
Dana, she didn't want to change her last name. It's Martin.
Okay, no worries. My lady's still going Salinas Rodriguez, and it makes me mad all the time I ask her, because she's not from here, and I'm getting her paperwork through Ron Cameron. I have, like, an immigration attorney in Irvine right here, and he's a great immigration attorney. I don't know if you know anybody who's immigrated, but... but my
so
wife,
if I need somebody, I need to call you then for immigration attorney.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Ron will take care of you. He's an Indian guy, Ron Cameron, but he's amazing. He's actually, we do this for him, his Google advertising. So if you look up like immigration attorney, Orange County or in San Francisco, he's always the number one spot. Or he's at the very top. It's just Ron Cameron. Yeah. Great guy.
And now the paperwork processing is so easy. I have a friend that she did it recently. She got her green card mailed like within no time.
Oh yeah.
Without even like an appointment or anything like that.
Yeah, me and my wife got married August of 22, and she got approval for her paperwork by September of 23. But the problem with my wife is because she's from Central America, so she came illegally. Like, she didn't get a visa and enter properly. So he actually got us through this process of doing like a 601A, which is like an illegal entry waiver. And we just got approval for that, and then it's supposed to go through on Friday, because Biden administration had something where we don't actually have to go back to El Salvador or get her visa and then come back legally. We'll actually just be able to waive it and then give her visa, her green card. Yeah, so super excited about that process. It's been about 2 years, but he got us through all of it pretty quick. Some people wait 2 years just to get approval for the green card.
Yeah,
so super nice. Definitely helps. I'm so happy that's over, because my kids are, you know, I don't want to have them wondering what's going on or worrying about
exactly.
Mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
That's why I go to Hawaii so much, though, is because we can't go international.
It's still the United States.
Yeah, I used to fly international all the time. I'd go to Europe a lot, or like I met my buddy in Egypt, and then he moved over here to become a pilot.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I was traveling in Egypt, and this is one of the best places I've ever traveled.
Oh, yeah. The people are just amazing. Yeah. They're the honestly, like, some of the nicest people, friendliest people I ever met in my life. He took me to meet all his family. I had a different idea of what Egypt would be like when I went out there. But the gold is really in the people.
Exactly. And it's really the Middle East is going to be pretty much like that. If you go to Greece, you go to Italy, Israel, it's going to be the same thing. They are very warm people, very nice, very friendly.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Italy too, actually. I spent a lot of time in Tuscany. I did 6 months out there in 2018.
Nice.
Yeah, that was around the time, or that was after I met him, about a year after I met him. But yeah, he kind of got me into traveling a lot too, just because he was already planning on becoming a pilot when he left Egypt. He had his mind made up already. He had been thinking about it since he was a kid. So he's got a nice house out in Miami, and all he does is fly and work out.
Yeah, well, that's the best, you know.
Yeah. Well, I always tell him to come back to California, but he swears that Miami's better than California, so.
I gave Miami a chance, but I didn't like it as much. It's almost as expensive as LA. It's also very crowded, very superficial in Miami Beach. So I didn't see anything compared to California. In California, at least you have a lot of getaways and all that. And in Florida, you have nothing. You have Everglades. Okay, I saw some of the alligators. That's it.
No, I'm good.
Exactly. Everything is so flat, you know.
Yeah, I'm not like that at all. I grew up in Huntington Beach, so I'm very much like beach guy. I like to just, you know, once I get off of work, let me put on some shorts and some sandals, and, you know, I like to be like that. I like Hawaii. I like Huntington Beach, Orange County, kind of just chill, laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to party and see all this crazy stuff people throwing. Huntington does get like that sometimes, but not like Miami.
Miami. Yeah, it's nearly as much as Miami.
Yeah, there's like drugs everywhere. It's not good.
Yeah.
But Safe likes that flashy lifestyle. All right, so I have your business profile set up. I've kind of been working and talking at the same time. I found this 1425 North Alta Vista Boulevard for them to send your Google PIN verification letter. It's like a little postcard. Yeah. Is that still accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do have the apartment number as well?
No, I don't. What's the apartment number?
217.
217, okay. Let me go ahead and update. And then I resent that Google verification form. Did it come through?
Yes, now it is.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's the one you fill out and send it in. If you're missing anything, don't panic, Alex. Just fill it out as best you can. At the bottom, it tells you to check the box that it's okay for us to three-way video call you. Because if we have to or if you're missing something, we'll just verify you over the phone.
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, all right. And then website, we're going to have to purchase the domain. Okay, I already got that set up for you. All right, and then client interview. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, Alex. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions, but they're going to go over like all the services you provide, the service area that you cover. We're going to buy the domain for your site and then get an idea on how you want that to look so we can start working on it. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow to sit down and get you through the client interview?
Let me see. Schedule. I do have wheels on driving, something like that, the drive test tomorrow at 10. So pretty much right after that I can do
I think like 11 to 12.
Yeah, let's do 11:30. I don't know for how long it's gonna take, so let's just make it a more short, but let's buy me some more slack, so then let's do tomorrow noon to one.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's their lunch hour for the client interview technicians downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I have 1 to 2, and I have 11 to 12.
So I don't know if I will be able to do 11 to 12. So let's do 1 till 2 then.
Okay, all right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and I'll text you 1 hour before. So I'll text you at 12 just as a heads-up reminder. If anything pops up where you can't make it, just let me know. I could reschedule, but I want to get this going.
And I do have a couple of references of my other friends that did like a landing page with a website. So I do have a couple of things like as a reference for tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you can send those links over, you could always text those over whenever you have them. And then the client interview technician will be able to pull up that text thread too, because that's our business line. And then they'll get access to it. You can just click on them and see what you're saying or what you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds okay. Good.
All right. Let me go ahead and save. All right. And then I just got to secure your first month payment. So how did you want to secure your first month payment of the $299?
I can give you my credit card.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. All right. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN? Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
It's going to be 5474.
5474.
1519.
1519.
5833.
5833.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
9639.
9639. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0329.
March 29. And then 3-digit code on the back?
288.
288. Okay. All right, and then I'm just going to walk you through a brief voice verification as protection for you. If I say anything you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, Alex. I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes, Lexi Garage Door Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Yes, so it's Alexander Feldman as the founder.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just gave me?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Alex, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And just for the record, so the primary business line, 747-327-1958, is primarily going to be answered by your spouse, Dana Martin.
Yes, and it is possible to change it over time. Let's see if I'm going to get it, because this is her personal number. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, just call me directly.
Okay.
Okay. And then, where was I? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not buying it to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 30th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've also went ahead and locked in this pricing structure, so you keep that discounted rate as long as you're with us of $299. It's going to auto-renew each month on the 30th day. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before that 30th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get a full outline of the agreement in writing via email and text message. It's going to be like a text with a link, kind of like your Google verification form. You do have to sign off on that, Alex, just to lock in the service agreement there. And then also, they'll send you another copy of the Google verification form. You only got to fill it out once, but it's just an automation, so it's going to come through again. And then there's a username and password for your tracking system that'll be sent over. And that would be a good tool for Dana. Like if she's missing calls, it'll actually save all the client's information and then she could dial them back. And that way you know what's business calls versus what's personal for her. And then also she could request your Google reviews through there. So let's say you finished a garage repair or a garage door installation. You could tell Dana, hey, send them the text to write a review. And she could just go into the app and send them a live link to your Google business profile for them to put that little
star. Then again, if somebody calls, then I think that was important and I kind of missed it. Can you repeat the entire, like, half a minute again?
Yeah. So there's a tracking system hooked up to your Google business profile, right? So if somebody calls you off the first page of Google, it's gonna save their information in your tracking system. So even if like Dana's missing calls or you miss calls from potential prospects, their information's in there. So you guys can log into the tracking system, actually get their information and call those people back. That way you're not missing your leads and your opportunities.
Mm-hmm. I see. And where is the tracking system?
There's going to be a username and password that's going to come through to you automatically here in just a second. Usually the username's going to start out as your phone number. And then they'll give you like your own password. And then once you log into it, you could change the username and password to whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see.
So you should have a couple of them come through. Like it looks like they already sent you the subscription terms and the Google verification form. Now we're just looking for the login credentials. And we have an app too. So they'll send you an email with a link to the app and a YouTube video. It's about 8 minutes long and it'll show you how to use the tracking system too. It's like a little walkthrough. Yeah, and that'll help Dana too. You can have her watch it, and then you guys can both have the app on your phone, and you could, log into it at the same time. It's not a problem, and you can monitor the success of it. And there's also like a section in the tracking system where you can request reviews. So like if you finished a job, you can go to the tracking system app on your phone, and like once the job's over, you send them a text. It'll have a live link to your Google business profile, so they could put that star rating in there and write a little review on you. Makes it easy for them. That's usually the best way for us to get the reviews built up. Also, I'd recommend if you have clients in the past, you know, send that to them too. Now that their Google business profile will be verified, you know, they could go in there and write those reviews. It doesn't hurt to get guys from the past to kind of help us build up the reputation. We're starting from scratch, so we need all the help we could get. All right. But that concludes the initial setup process. So you're good to go. I got everything squared away. And then I have this client interview scheduled tomorrow between 1 and 2. You have my direct number and extension. I'm going to go ahead and shoot this over to Dana as well. So that way she has access to it, and I'll send her the login credentials as well via text message.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
hold on. Oh yeah, there it is. I got her. 747. And then if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can either contact me at that direct number, or we have 24/7 customer service, the same number. You just hit extension 1 to get a live operator.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right.
So that,
I'm happy to steal you away from Home Advisor. I was trying to tell you last week, but at least we got you away from it before you went too far down there. I've worked with some guys that racked up some crazy bills, like $3,000-$4,000. They're usually like roofing contractors, though, so the roofing leads are like ridiculous. But
yeah,
glad we got a hold of you for what
happened. They have like a system that the first 10 leads, if you cannot close either even one, so then they're gonna refund you. But I'm already like almost at 5,
mm-hmm.
so I'm half down there with people barely even responding to the call. So that's good because I'm halfway through, and just another half, and I'm gonna get my money back.
Yeah, you can also, I mean, you could terminate that agreement beforehand, you know, if you go to your bank or you send them, or you fill out the form in that article that I sent you and you just say, hey, I feel like this is a scam and I want my money back, you know, usually you'll get it back. It might take a little bit. It might not be like an instant refund, but, you know, between settling it with them and settling it with your bank, you should be able to get reimbursed.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I've worked with guys, like I said, they get into a hole with them, and then I've had them, like, report them as fraud through those Federal Trade Commission articles. And then there's another article from the Federal Trade Commission where the feds basically ordered them to pay back, like, $7.2 million a month. Here, I could send it to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they've been pretty much losing money at the same pace they're bringing it in this year.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not good because it's like they're taking away from the new guys to pay back the old guys that they already kind of ripped off. The new guys are still getting ripped off in the process. So glad I was able to get you out of that rat hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Like I said, it's going to be a different than we're not like Home Advisor. You know, it's not like a set it and forget it. You got a team back here that's going to walk you through and make sure all your online listings are up to date, accurate. And in the right position to generate a return on investment. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid, basically. So you have a team in it with you. So it'll be a different ball game.
And then whenever I have like the username and password, that's to log in into the website, right?
Yeah, that's for the tracking system. So the app version is better than the PC version, but you should see it come through with like the PC version link here. It looks like it already sent it to you there at 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, and
your
then
password's go internet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I can log in online. And what is the app? The app is going to be called also Local Splash?
Yeah, it's a Local Splash app, but they'll send you the link to it because the link only gets sent out to our actual clients because you have to have a username and password created first. So they'll text you the link to the app. It's not one you could just go to the app store and download.
I see. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's got to be hooked up to your Google business profile and everything to have that catch. So it's a unique app.
I see.
Okay. But there's the PC version. It's going to be pretty blank until we get everything up and running. So don't expect to see too much in there until we have you verified and actually have you listed and in position to start getting these calls.
I see.
Okay. But it's a good hub. So you can see each month like what we're bringing in for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock to do your client interview.
Sounds good.
All right, Alex. You have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks. You too, buddy.
Bye.